little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Just listen to our, about your reasons why you did the blood test and I examined you and things. And I did mention that the bloods were almost completely normal, but there were some changes that we did see, and the changes that we saw was in your thyroid function tests.
It
would be helpful for me to know, do you know much about the thyroid and thyroid functions, things
well,
like that?
My gran, I remember she took, I think, like some tablet that helps with the thyroid. I don't think hers worked very well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any particular concerns or anything? I mean, from what I've told you so far, is anything striking you that worries you or anything that you wanted me to have a chat about?
Well, I guess I assume I'm going to need the same medication then as my gran.
Right. Okay. So I think just to explain it a bit more clear, I did mention that the thyroid functions were, there are some changes in the thyroid functions, but looking at the blood test and listening to your history and the examination, which is completely fine, it doesn't mean that we have to start you on any thyroid medications right now. We see these small changes there. We just do another blood test. Just
right.
to see why those changes have happened. And basically what we're looking for is just an antibody level.
Right.
Okay? And what it just means that it just gives us an idea on how frequently or how much we have to monitor you and things like that in terms of the thyroid
right.
functions, and then decide if you really need the treatment.
Right.
So, but at this, from what you're telling me and looking at the blood just now, I don't think you need to go into taking thyroid medications or anything as such.
Okay. But if I don't take the medication, won't it just get worse?
So, again, at this level, you know, it's very difficult to say what's going to happen, okay? What we would do is just watch and see how you go. And obviously, if you develop any new symptoms, like you notice that you have any bowel changes, such as you notice any, you're getting constipation, you notice that you have some sort of, you know, cold intolerance, you cannot tolerate the cold, you notice that you're putting on weight, things like that, you can always come back and then we can, you know, rethink it. We can always recheck the bloods again and then decide if you need the treatment. But given the fact that you're so well now, there's nothing, you know, in examination and these just minor changes, I think we have the option of just waiting and seeing how we go.
It won't make me poorly then?
No, at right now it won't. It won't make you poorly or anything as such.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
How does that sound to you?
If that's what you suggest, then
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Now you need to, the key thing.
Yeah.
Is you've got to check
that
she understands.
It's
a trick.
We're going to swap now then.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you want to have a look?
Okay, Mary, I know that we've talked a lot today, but I just wanted to check, Kevin, what did you get out of what we've agreed today?
So I don't need any medication at the moment.
Yes.
You're going to do another blood test and monitor things, and I should come back if I have certain symptoms that you mentioned.
So are you happy with it?
Do I need a blood test straight away or?
No, I guess we need to kind of wait.
What are we going to do with the antibody test? Presumably we'll do...
Could do that.
You can do that straight away,
but there's no urgency about it.
We'll book you for it. Well, I don't know. Let's imagine as if the phlebotomist in the building, and you can get it done straight away, right? So, yeah, it's not urgent, but actually, we will be able to get it done while you're here.
It's not urgent, but we're able to kind of get it done while you're here.
Okay, that's great.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds.
Is there anything else then?
No, I don't think so. I think that's everything.
I'll see you then after, you know, having the blood type. If you give us, like, you know, hopefully we should receive the results back in almost a week time.
Right.
So, to come back and, you know, see us to discuss about the results.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Okay.
Maybe like the way she phrased it also. Like,
we discussed
a lot today, or we talked about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what did you
get out of it today?
Yeah, what did you get out of it? That was the phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. Did you? Was that something you deliberately planned to practice, or is that?
It was something that I've just tried to kind of.
Yeah.
From what we've gone through today, but I've this is one of the things that I've, you know, always struggled during my consultations, especially I just feel that sometimes you feel that you talk a lot, and you don't, and you can see from the patient's eye that you've lost them, and you wanted to ask how much they've grasped from what we've said, but you don't want to ask it in an offended way to make them feel, you know, you're daft or you don't.
I know, the phrase really matters, so what, just say again what you said, can you recapture the precise words?
It's basically, I know we've talked a lot today.
Yeah.
Are you able to tell me what you've
what you got out of
Well, I like the able, because that kind of implies that it's a test of you, the doctor, not the patient, and I wonder if the most concise thing might be something, you know, could you tell me what you were able to get out of it, because then that. Do you know what I mean? It's a clear
we're,
test.
We're able to turn it around. It's not the patient that could be tested. It's the doctor that's being tested.
I think that's it. Yeah. There's a GP in Cramlington who I've seen her on a video. She's a senior partner in a practice in Cramlington. And so I did some video-based work with those four partners, and I did a half day, more than half day, I think. It's probably a full day, and we got to see everybody's video. And she's trained her patients to respond to this at the end. When she gets to this phase, right, quick quiz, what have we been talking about? 25 years of conditioning, they just feel like, oh, the one on the tape screen. And it is genius, isn't it? Because that is, pay close attention, because it's been a short test. The education, the jargon term for this is teach back. And it's critical, because unless you've done it, you cannot be confident that any messages have got over.
Yes.
So certainly the important points, you know, of an action plan and perhaps key understanding is worth, you know, teach back matters. And, you know, as I'm sure you're aware, at the moment it's still very fitfully practiced by post-CCT doctors, although I think, you know, younger doctors are incorporating more routine into practice, but if you perm most 50 or 60 year old doctors, you won't see it happening. And it, you know, it's still slight lip service, but the fact is, if it's worth saying, it's worth checking. And if you haven't got time to check it, say less and rebudget the time to check and decide what the points are.
To be honest, I've tried it once and I was surprised by the amount, because you know, the things that the patient would actually pick out is sometimes different to the ones that they might actually just pick out the things that actually that they've kind of
important to them, or it's not clinically important for them.
Yes.
I just wondered, I thought it was really nicely done by both Marina and Mesa. I just wondered if one thing that if I was a patient in that scenario would have been helpful is if perhaps somebody would have said, you asked about, Marina asked about something about what took checking ideas and you mentioned about your
alcohol. What do you know about thyroid?
Yeah, just asking a little bit about do you know much about the thyroid gland? Would it be helpful for me to give you a little summary?
Yeah.
Because then it kind of pieces all those bits of information together about why you're talking about slow bowels and gaining weight and feeling cold. I just feel it's a nice way to kind of bring it all together.
And if I could pick, because I think we need to round off, don't we? And this is, you know, if we had more time, then that would be an excellent thing to practice.
Yeah.
And I wondered if I could make a suggestion which would require less practicing. I think it's just more an instrumental project. With specific safety netting advice, like the principal symptoms of progressive hypothyroidism, if you can give people written information, then that's potentially quite helpful, because they're even if they prove that they can recap it back right now, it's you know, it's in 5 or 6 months that they might need to act on it. So and also a well-designed leaflet might steer the middle course between alerting patients to potentially serious symptoms. And the trouble with something like hypothyroidism is, you know, pretty much, you know, most of us have at least one symptom of hypothyroidism on any given day, don't we? So it's the wheat for the chaff issue, isn't it? That you don't want to provoke anxiety. And a well-designed leaflet, I'm not sure there is one, but if there was a well-designed leaflet that said, you know, we're not talking about an occasional symptom, but progressive, you know, symptoms that are making you ill and progressing under these headings, mm. need reporting, an occasional fleeting symptom, of course, you don't need to worry about, yeah? Mm.
So the website that I refer most patients to related to useful and usable information, signpost them to patient.info. I rarely need to print these things out because almost everybody's got a BC or it's got a relative that can access these things. It's useful to actually read these and just check that they're doing what you want them to do.
I think because there's an ethical imperative not to recommend a leaflet or a website until you've screened it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, it's like prescribing a drug without knowing its therapeutic margin. You know.
Otherwise, produce your own or take theirs and adapt it for your purposes.
I mean, but online is good because if there's a very credible and well-updated online resource, actually, you know, better than a piece of paper, A, it's not going to get lost, and B, if there's a significant development, it will be reflected in the patient education. So that is, you know, if patients are interested in online, then that's probably the optimum strategy these days, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good way of doing the specific safety netting of these are the symptoms that you would be watching out for, and this is how you remember it because it's all written down for you. I encourage you to do that. And I quite often just write down the name of the website.
Definitely.
And that to them. In terms of being a busy GP, it might be that I'm a little bit busier than you might have, but I probably wouldn't invite this patient to come back and see me.
Okay.
I would suggest probably telephone contact to discuss the results.
Or
if there isn't anything to discuss, they don't need to discuss it with me. So I'm expecting these results to be not very exciting. If there's anything exciting on them, then when you phone up for the result, it'll say, talk to me.
Mm.
And that might be a way of rationing your time.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Are we happy with that? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.